A maltster that lived in the county of Kent had a delicate movement his wife to content. But one day in a passion he cut off the same. I must tell you for this he was highly to blame. His good wife with sorrow she looks like one dead, and declares she had rather he'd cut off his head. It was so unruly that every day the good man was in danger of running astray. It would commonly leap into other men's ground, now for fear he at last should be put in the pound. He did whip it quite often without fear or dread, but his wife she had rather he'd cut off his head. Then she a new husband perhaps might have had, to have cheered up her spirits and made heart glad. But as long as he lives, she is like to have none. Therefore has she just cause to make pitiful moan. Oh, she wishes each night as she lies in her bed that instead of that branch he had cut off his head. They say that there was not a better in height, nor in all the whole county or kingdom beside. Many years the good woman the same had enjoyed, but alas, after all, it is clearly destroyed. Now she wishes each night as she lies in her bed that instead of that branch he had cut off his head. There was an old woman that lived in the town. Straight she pulled out a purse and proffered a crown for to have it sewed on again if it might. For 'tis pity to lose such a curious, quoth she, for with that the wife's pleasures is utterly fled. Therefore he had been better if he'd cut off his head. She put on her spectacles, meaning to try for to sew it herself while in bed he did lie. Yet alas, all her labor did prove but in vain, for it could not be fastened together again. Then in sorrow she left him to lie in his bed, and declared he had better he'd cut off his head. This was a rich jewel, far better than gold, for whenever the woman did happen to scold, it would straight beat a parley of pleasure for peace. But alas, it is gone now, her grief so increase. Now she wishes each night as she lies in her bed that instead of that branch he had cut off his head. Since this is a branch which he cannot repair, it is reason and fit that this maltster should wear all the days of his life a strong nightcap of horn. Thus the women and wenches all laugh him to scorn. Ever since that same time such a life he has led, that he wishes indeed he had cut off his head. Some women come to him and merrily joke, saying, "Prithee, sweet neighbor, come play us a stroke." But the man is not able, and that they all know. And besides, when along in the town he does go, oh, the scoffs of the woman this monster does tread. For they tell him 'twere better he'd cut off his head. He once had the love of young women indeed, when it lay in his power their fancies to feed. But yet, nevertheless, since he's lost his good gear, not a wench of them all will his presence come near. But to scoff at the man, thus his comforts are fled, for they tell him 'twere better he'd cut off his head.